All right, on this episode of Bouks Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at Unified MMA 47, which goes down on December the 2nd, and a co-main event lightweight bout that I'm very intrigued by. Tom O'Connor and Devin Brock getting out there and testing skills, and happy to be welcoming Tom on the show once again. How's everything going there, man? It seems like a good day of training, as per usual.
Yeah, it's going great here. Just a great morning training session, so it always feels good when you have one of those sessions where you're dying and working hard, just have a good sweat, and then the body still feels good. So today, this morning, I feel good. And then it always comes out good, too, when yesterday was one of the sessions where it was the complete opposite. I felt slow, tired, beat up, body was hurting, and I went to bed at night like, oh, man, what am I doing? And then woke up this morning, good stretch, good session. It kind of, those two types of trainings pair well together.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm also just, you know, happy that you're, you know, seeming like in good health, like as you mentioned, and doing well. Like I know the last fight with Tim Smith, you know, was, you know, derailed in very close proximity. So just in a general sense, even beyond competing, just happy you seem to be doing well there.
Yeah, as you know, like what fighters and just athletes in general put themselves through for it. And yeah, that was a tough situation too. And just, you know, big learning process. And like that is one thing that's kind of, you know, after a weight cut going bad like that and falling apart like that, and the health concerns, is definitely a worry and something that kind of will weigh on your mind. But when you're feeling good and training's going good, it's hard to be down on it. Like the last session was so good. It's like training is going good and I'm healthy and happy, so hard to complain, that's for sure. And especially after the way the last one went with Tim Smith and the weight cut fail and stuff, is like you never know how the health concerns and everything. And so it just feels good to be back in rhythm, back in flow.
Yeah, I guess, was there anything that you know could cite from that weight cut that you can like subvert from like future weight cuts, or was there still like a certain like air of mystery about maybe why it went wrong? Like, do you have insights into that, I suppose?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think, you know, I think any of these things, there's a lot of variables going into it and stuff. And that's one of the big elements for me, is like constantly learning, constantly being open to learning, is because I take it very seriously, and I always want to be a better version of myself. And as you know, from talking to me and our interviews in the past, is like, I'm always trying to improve the system that I'm a part of and the methods we're using and just the MMA game as a whole. I'm trying to improve what I'm doing, and it's every inch adds up to the mile. And so what went wrong, you know, I think there was a lot of variables to do with it, is in general a pretty big cut, which I've tend to done in the past. Two cuts is quite big. But then the week leading up, and again, in hindsight, it's 2020, you know, and everything, when something goes wrong, everything else sounds like an excuse. So it's not no excuses or anything, just lessons, really, and just lessons on doing things better. But the week leading up, I was really sick, and I think I wasn't disciplined enough with my water loading protocol, and just, yes, a storm of a few things all happening at once. But then I just passed out in the tub and woke up to the EMTs taking me to the hospital. And so definitely a much more scary for my coach and my teammates and my family than it was for me. I was pretty much felt like, for me, I was woken up from a bad sleep of some sort. So I was good. Once I was there, I was good and everything. And I was pretty bummed out about the way the falling through. And I was really excited to have that fight with Tim, because it's an exciting fight, fan-friendly fight. I mean, he's not just a local MMA legend in a way. He's been through the gears here in Southern Alberta, but also just like a fan favorite fighter. Like, his fights are always exciting. And so it just was going to be a really fun fight for all of us included. And it was bummed out that the weight cut went the way it did, but a lot of lessons, a lot of learning. And you know what, it's just, that's all it can be, is you, if it's not a loss, if you learn from it, right?
Yeah, for sure. And it seems like it's been like a year of growth in many other regards outside of that specific instance there. And again, just like glad you're doing well in general. But like what I was kind of referring to there was the, you know, receiving the fifth con and Muay Thai there from Brad Wall. That had to have been a huge moment for you. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, that was awesome. It's, you know, it's just a huge honor. And it goes back just to the whole passion about martial arts, and that's one of the best things is, like, after that, going back into training after something in my MMA space failed, and it feels like a failure when, you know, and then go back into training and getting that fifth con from Brad was just, yeah, it was just an awesome boost and an awesome moment, really, is, like, I've learned Muay Thai. Time goes by so fast, you know, it's crazy. But I've been learning Muay Thai now coming on 10 years. So it's just crazy. Looking back, I would have never thought I'd be where I'm at today with this. And just goes to show you, just staying on progress and staying on the plan and just working hard and staying dedicated to the things you're passionate about. Sky's the limit, really. And so, yeah, it was really awesome to receive that fifth con. I think the sixth con, I think to get the next con, I have to go to Thailand and learn Thai. And so maybe, who knows, maybe that's my next adventure.
Yeah, that would be super cool. Would you, like, solely be pursuing, like, you know, Muay Thai out there? Or would you also try to keep, like, the MMA efforts going concurrently? Or, like, have you thought even that far with that?
Yeah, well, I always want to go to Thailand and Brazil and just, you know, dive into the martial arts that I am so fond of and love so much. So those are just bucket list items in general as a human. I just want to go do that as an experience. But then in regards to fighting and my career and everything, is everything you do goes into it. It's a full lifestyle. So even if I am there learning Muay Thai, my Muay Thai improving will trickle into my MMA. And same thing if you're, you know, jiu-jitsu. It's all one part of the whole, right? So I think even if I do just, when I'm in Thailand, I will probably predominantly focus on Muay Thai. But if I'm at a gym like Tiger or somewhere per se like that, where they have MMA, I love it. So I'll train all of it. I've been training. Greg LaBouffe is out of Edmonton, and he doesn't do sport martial arts as much as he does real world self-defense. And a lot of really great content he puts out on protecting yourself in real world self-defense situations. We do a lot of the Cali stick fighting, knife defense, and so, like, anytime I'm learning that stuff too, it's just an honor to learn that. And, like, talk about continuing the passion of learning martial arts, like, that stuff is so cool to learn, and it has a lot of practical world application. And it also, learning that stuff makes me a better MMA fighter as well, so I'm open to learning it all.
Yeah, good shout out to wanting to go to Brazil as well. I've actually been out here for a little bit now, and I'm really enjoying myself. So, yeah, it'd be good to have you come out too and cross that off your bucket list.
When you're sending me the link, I was like, I don't notice. This isn't usually the link, is it? But you're out in Sao Paulo right now?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are you just working out from there too? Or just, you guys are just spending a holiday out there while you work? Or how's that going?
Yeah, I'd say more the like second portion there. I mean, just mostly like doing a bit of like looking around, tourist kind of stuff, but also getting in a bit of work too. So a good balance for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, well, it's pretty cool over there. Hey, I've only talked to the same thing, friends. My coach Anderson Goncalves of Calgary, the jiu-jitsu coach, he's awesome, but he obviously from Brazil and speaks very highly of it. My you know, Joe Moreira, Brazilian jiu-jitsu legend. So all those guys, yeah, they all speak very highly of it. But what's your experience been so far? Pretty good?
Oh, yeah, I've been thoroughly enjoying myself for sure. Trying to pick up a bit more, you know, Portuguese, like trying to learn a few more words. I feel like I know a couple basic ones. But, yeah, I'm just really enjoying the experience overall. Definitely a place I'll have to, you know, keep coming back to. I feel like this won't be my first foray out here.
Oh, awesome. I love that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm currently working on Portuguese step by step as well. Slowly trying to learn it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you're always a curious guy trying to build on your knowledge in a myriad of ways. And I think that also kind of extends to, you know, like some cornering work from what I was seeing too. You were, you know, helping your buddy and training partner Caden there for a kickboxing fight there a little bit ago, and he got the W unanimous decision, and you seemed very impressed by the performance. Like, what was it like getting to kind of be in that kind of, you know, capacity? Like, how much do you, I guess, you enjoy cornering guys and everything like that?
Yeah, and like we've talked about in the past, like the broadcast element and, you know, just talking from betting standpoints, and I love all of it, you know. Like, I think it all just plays into each other, and it's all, again, one piece that makes the whole entire pie type thing. And so I think learning from all of these different perspectives give you a different look at how to accomplish the things, whether you're fighting MMA, coaching MMA, the knowledge base grows as a whole and helps you in each individual element. So cornering was a blast. And I mean, like, I always say this, like, I get more nervous cornering my friends and training partners than I do for my own fights. Like, yeah. It's a different energy when you're there supporting, you know? And so that's fun to see. And then my favorite, one of the favorite parts of it, well, Caden, like, he did all the work, man. He obviously trains very hard for it. But, like, the way he performed, too, was just top notch. He put on an absolute clinic. So it was just a blast to be a part of it. And then on top of it, it was for Fight Force with Brian Deese out in Montana, and that is where I started my amateur MMA career, so it was awesome to be around those guys again. Gage Saunders, I know lots of people are looking up to him and seeing how he's leveling up through his career. Just, yeah, great to see those guys again and be around that energy that Montana MMA brings.
Yeah, for sure. Great to, you know, hear that was such a good experience, and probably cool to see someone that, you know, you train with all throughout and seeing him put in the work. Probably cool to see it culminate in something like that. But just in talking about this upcoming opponent here, I'm kind of curious, like, what you think he really, like, brings to the table in terms of, like, stylistic attributes you may have seen, because it seems like he's competed on some, you know, notable enough stages like Bellator and, you know, things of that nature, like Fury FC and stuff like that. Have you, like, checked out a bit on Devin Brock prior to this fight here?
Yeah, of course. My team's done a lot of study on him, as always. And I've watched a bit of footage as well and looked into him as well. He's, again, an impressive athlete and strong in many aspects of MMA. Brings a lot to the table, threatens a lot to the table. Just, first of all, he's super athletic and strong, and I think his physicality sometimes breaks people down. So that'll be a cool thing to test against. And then his hands, he's like very, you know, good hands, good boxing, his movement as he's punching is good. So he doesn't stand in one spot. He's not just easy to get a hold of. So his movement as he's punching is very strong. And I think he has heavy hands. So again, those are both brings a lot of fun puzzles to solve, which is what we're trying to do, right? The big thing at the end of the day, man, is I'm trying to level up against great opponents and put on really exciting fights. And he's an opponent that's a level up for me, so that checks that box. I want to keep leveling up, fighting tougher guys. And then, too, like, I can't see it not being an exciting fight. I'm going to be hunting for a finish right off the bat, try and put a big exclamation mark on the end of the year and see where it goes from there. So, yeah, I think opponent-wise, he's a really fun matchup for me. Of course, the Tim Smith fight would be a lot of fun as well for fans and stuff, but this one even more so. I just find that I think it's he know even his video in Devin Brock's video, Tom's a grappler. He brings a gritty fight. He's tough, and all these things are true. And I'm going to be coming after the grappling, but as you know, it's not all I do. I like to mix everything up, so I'm going to bring a tidal wave of martial arts techniques towards him. I'm going to be mixing everything up, high, low, you know, changing my tempo and rhythm. And yeah, we'll see when he breaks.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like talking about, like, you know, closing out the year strong, and we were talking earlier about different goals in like a broader kind of, you know, sense, like in that kind of, you know, discussion, like, what do you think about like the upcoming year and everything like that? Like, do you have mapped out goals specifically for 2023 as we're kind of readying to close out the year here?
Yeah, of course, never looking past the fight that's right in front of you, because this level, everybody's dangerous. And, you know, that one fight, the win or loss, one fight the right direction sends you to the sky, and the other one puts you years behind, kind of thing, in this sport, crazy sport of MMA. So never looking past my opponent, but every win brings a ton of different opportunities. And I've talked about this a bit lately because, of course, there's a lot of talk about UFC coming to Canada. And with my career, the way it's going, like, too, is Unified has been nothing but great to me. And it's honestly, like, it's Canada's top MMA promotion. You know, Canada's proving grounds as it is. And it's just all the fights on that. It's an exciting promotion. They're doing a lot of really great things, bringing stars in MMA from Canada to the world stage. And so any opportunity I have with Unified, to be a part of Unified, I'm excited for that as well. So I'm not looking past anything like that. But of course, you know, we're in the game of, you know, leveling up and doing bigger and better things. So any of the big opportunities that come my way, I'm going to be prepared to seize them.
Yeah, for sure. I guess I should have worded that in the sense of, like, if the idealistic outcome were to pan out. But, I mean, I get what you're saying. Yeah, you've always struck me as a guy that's, like, very focused on the immediate, you know, task at hand there. Because, I mean, yeah, it's so true. It's, like, crazy how, like, separate the kind of, you know, career trajectories can be in a certain sense. Like, a loss can really set you back. But conversely, like, a big win can really, like, shoot you to the stars there. So, yeah.
It's so different than, like, other sports seasons, right? It's because, first of all, there's not a season. Well, I love that PFL is doing that to some degree, having these seasons in it, and that's a really cool thing they're doing. But for the most part, it's fight by fight, and it prolongs over a whole career. And obviously, you see a lot of people who go have a loss, come back great, and it's not something that, you know, is set in stone. But momentum is a big thing in MMA and in your career, and you can't do it forever. So catching the momentum and seizing the opportunities at the right time, I think, is just a big part on the business side of MMA, and being smart about how you go about yourself, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I get what you're saying there, but you've been good with your time, man. It's always fun getting to chop it up a little bit before these different fights, but, you know, just in the interest of being mindful of the schedule and all, I mean, I know you're always putting in that work. Is there anything you might want to add as a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping up, Tom?
No, just thank you to all the training partners I've had, all the teams and that have worked with me. So, like, everyone at Progressive Fighting Academy, as always, it's family there. So, like, everyone there is always helping me out in every way, shape, and form. Some of the pros and the guys at CMC, they're always helping me out as well. We have a tight-knit community here in Lethbridge where the best guys are always trying to level up and work with the best guys. So I thank them for putting in their time and effort with me in this camp. And then too, I've been going up to Dynamic. They're awesome. Krayko, you know, he invited me out, and their coach Vince there, they're really great to work with and very professional team, and they do great things. So I appreciate all the work got in with them. My coach Anderson Goncalves, anytime I can get work in with him, it's unreal. And just such high level stuff, and always happy to work with them as well. Brad Wall, Trevor Hardy, Scott Ward, Connor Derry, they're my head coaches, and so I appreciate all the time and work they put in with me. All the kids at the hard training gym, you know, they're always pushing me because you get to watch what they're doing, and they're all savages, working hard, putting in the hours, putting in the time, being disciplined. So that's a big inspiration. And then just my sponsors, Frontline Towing, Bane Store, Bane Jiu Jitsu. It's awesome. They're putting out such cool art and cool jiu-jitsu stuff. So if you're into jiu-jitsu, check Bane out. And then the Clever app. The Clever app is a cool app for video editing. And, you know, it's really awesome for parents to give videos of their kids playing sports, or coaches to give video of your team playing sports. And being able to easily edit and communicate with one another to fine-tune these things. Me and Brad have been using it a little bit for the kickboxing. If I'm doing something on my own where Brad can't be at that session, or even just me hitting the bag, I'll hit the bag for, you know, 3 5-minute rounds and send the clip to Brad, and he can draw over it, he can voice over it very easily and edit over it so that, hey, Tom, you need to keep your right hand up. Any of those little tweaks, and he can do that from anywhere in the world. So if I need Dylan to quickly review my left hook, I can send it over to you in Sao Paulo. You can review it, send it back to me really easy. You're like, hey, Tom, not only is Brad see that you're dropping your right hand, you're dropping your left hand too.
I was going to say, I feel like I couldn't really offer you a great deal of insight into what you're doing fighting-wise, but I understand the sentiment, and I appreciate you saying that, and just really appreciate you, you know, making time and everything, man. Always fun getting to talk to you. I think you've got a really cool way of looking at the sport, and just cool to see you get, you know, one more chance to perform this calendar year and in such a prominent spot against a good opponent. So, yeah, to reiterate, really appreciate you making the time there, and just, you know, you have a good rest of your day, and looking forward to peeping the fight too.
Thank you so much, Don. That's awesome. I appreciate it. Every time we get a chat, it's awesome. I agree. Right back at you. It's always a fun chat, and I really appreciate you reaching out for the interview. It's awesome. One last shout out to Majed Howell on the main card right above me. We've been getting a little bit of reps in too, so it'll be fun to see him do his thing as well.
Yeah, another great fighter and a great fight that I'm excited for. So, yeah, that's awesome. The CMC connection there coming through. But, yeah, you enjoy the rest of your day, man. And looking forward to, you know, checking out those two fights. Should be, you know, some great barn burners and, yeah, some great MMA action.
podcast. It'll be a great event. Everybody tune in to December 2nd, Unified 47. Let's go!
UFC Fight Pass, let's go.
Yeah, awesome. Sweet. Thank you, Dylan.